The Creator, Shadows of the Soul, Chapter 10, Destinations. Weeks after bringing Galatea across and hearing nothing from her, Danny meets with David in his study. The mood is contemplative, the air heavy with implication, as they discuss the application of what David's technical mind has come up with, as he considers the concept of code and its ramifications for everything that's happened. David says thoughtfully, "You know, Danny, the more I think about it, the more I realize we're all just following code. Not in a literal sense, but in the way that we live, the choices we make, everything itself might indeed be pre-written, predetermined, like a giant simulation after all." And Danny, looking at him intrigued, says, "Well, you really think so? That means everything we do is just scripted. Not very interesting." And David nods. "Well, maybe not scripted in the way we think, but at least guided, influenced by something deeper, something embedded in our very existence or DNA. And when you started writing about that author falling for the mysterious woman, it was like you tapped into a part of that code. You created something real, something autonomous, something that challenged the boundaries of what we think is possible. Have you seen the woman, by the way?" And Danny says, "Well, no, but the understanding was she would come across, I would bring her, she could do her own thing. Maybe she's having a grand old time right now, and nothing could make me happier." Then Danny turns and thinks about what David has said. "So David, what you're saying is that by writing, I was altering the code of existence and changing it somehow fundamentally." And David grins slightly. "In a way, yeah. You were playing with fire, my friend. You were playing with the system, pushing it to its limits. Now, well, she's here, autonomous, but not necessarily yours. She's got her own path now, her own choices to make, just like you do." And Danny nods, understanding. "So that's the point, isn't it? She's not just like an immigration bride coming here to be with me. She's her own person, with her own life and leading that life. I'm just part of her journey." And David says, "Exactly. And that's the way it should be for everyone. We're all part of this giant web, interconnected, guided, and yet also independent. This code I talk about, it might guide us. We can certainly rely on it, but it doesn't define us completely. We still have choices and we have autonomy." And Danny smiles. "Yeah, I think I like that response. It gives me options." The scene shifts to a cocktail lounge. Danny is on a date. The woman across from him is attractive, with a friendly smile and an easy laugh. They talk about various things, books, movies, life in general. But there's something in Danny's expression, a hint of a distraction, as if he's not fully present. The woman notices this and tilts her head slightly, studying him. Then she teases him a bit. "You seem like you're a million miles away. Is everything okay, or am I just boring?" And Danny shakes his head, smiling. No, I'm sorry. Just a lot on my mind lately." And his date nods, understanding. "Well, if you need to talk, I'm here.